December 3, 1947. This is George A. Palmer interviewing Mr. Alfred Martin, who for a number of years before Mr. Vanderbilt's death was employed by him as a butler at Hyde Park and at other places where Mr. Vanderbilt might be living.
This is Alfred Martin speaking. I was born in Raithby, Lincolnshire, England. After attending grade school, I went to employ in private service. And after being employed by two or three various families, I came to, at the age of 22, I came to this country.
What year was that, Mr. Martin?
That was in 1909. I landed in New York. After I'd been in New York about 10 days, I was engaged to come up to Hyde Park in the employment of Mr. and Mrs. Vanderbilt.
How did you learn that Mr. Vanderbilt was in need of another man at that time, Mr. Martin?
I spoke to a friend of mine who recommended me to go and see the butler, which I did, and I was engaged. I came up to Hyde Park in the company of James Chapman, the butler, and Edward Nelson, the second man, and I was employed as third man. Mr. and Mrs. Vanderbilt at the time was in Europe, so that when I came here first, the family was not here.
What did you say was the name of the first butler in 1909, Mr. Martin?
It was James Chapman, who had been some years with Mr. Vanderbilt at that time, but who left about 2 years after I came here to go into some other business.
Who became first butler after he left?
Charles Terry, who stayed for several years, and then he went into private life, private business of his own. And after that, there was a man by the name of Mr. Lunn was butler, and a man by the name of Huddleston. But they were not quite suited to Mr. Vanderbilt, so then Mr. Stevenson came and stayed until Mr. Vanderbilt's death. And then realizing that he was not needed, he retired to private life.
During all those years, did Mr. Nielsen remain a second butler?
Yes, Mr. Nielsen remained a second butler and valet, of course, to Mr. Vanderbilt. And I was third man. Well, of course, after Mr. Vanderbilt died, Edward Nelson was promoted to butler. And I was promoted as chief steward of his yacht, to go on the yacht in the summertime.
About what year did you first go with Mr. Vanderbilt on his yacht?
Well, Mr. Vanderbilt built his new yacht in 1923, and I used to go on the yacht in the summertime and come back into the mansion in the fall. But after Mrs. Vanderbilt died, Mr. Vanderbilt went down south in the wintertime, so that I was steward on his yacht down south in the wintertime, and steward on his yacht in the summertime, so that I did not come back into the house for some time after that.
Where else did Mr. Vanderbilt live besides at Hyde Park that you worked as butler for him?
Well, Bar Harbor, summer estate in Bar Harbor for some years, and after Mrs. Vanderbilt's death, that was sold.
About how many weeks would you stay at Bar Harbor during the summers?
Well, we'd go up there around after the 4th of July and stay until just about after Labor Day.
Then how long would you stay here at Hyde Park?
We'd stay in Hyde Park until about middle of November, when we'd go back to New York.
Early in this recording, Mr. Martin stated that Mr. Nielsen became first butler after Mr. Vanderbilt's death. He tells me that he meant to say Mrs. Vanderbilt's death.